Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have another special guest here in the studio. Nick Sanchez, I was going to say former Navy SEAL, but I was yelled at by Mistress Carrie. That, is it true you're always a SEAL? Kind of like once a Marine, always a Marine.
That is correct, Mike.
Okay, I just want to make sure I get that right. You have since, what you say, you medically separated from the SEALs?
Correct. So back in May, I figured it was time to kind of hang up the body armor and helmet and start working on my next endeavor. Wanted to definitely get back to the family time and spend as much time as possible at home. You know, being an active duty SEAL, I was gone upwards of anywhere from 200 to 256 days a year.
Oh, man.
During my active duty time, whether it was for training or actual deployments.
And how long did you serve?
I was a little under 15 years.
The whole time in the Navy?
Correct. And the whole time in the SEAL teams.
Can you talk about where you served, some of your experiences, where you were deployed?
Sure. Went to everyone's favorite, you know, Afghanistan, Iraq.
Sorry, everyone's favorite. You
know, everyone's like to talk about those, but also as well as forward stage into Germany and did some good work with some partner forces in some Mediterranean countries, Greece, as well as Lithuania and Germany.
And what inspired you to want to become a SEAL?
Truth be told, if everyone remembers an actor by the name of Charlie Sheen, had a movie come out probably early 80s.
SEALs?
Late 80s, early
really?
90s.
Really? I saw that.
Saw the movie theater with my brother and was joking with him, kind of hit him in the sides like, hey, man, you should do that, because he was getting ready to go into the Marines. And he laughed. He's like, oh, it's too hard, man. Nobody can do that. I'm like, okay. Hmm. So, you know,
gotta love a good sibling rivalry.
It was.
So, did you ever jump off a moving Jeep off a bridge into a river?
No, I've jumped off a lot of moving vehicles, but never into a river. Unfortunately, there was a lot of rocks and sand.
Oh, that doesn't sound as fun.
Maybe some flower beds with thorns.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, Nick Sanchez, I thank you for your service, and thank you for stopping by. Now, I want to talk about what you do now. Now, you've left the SEALs. You work a lot with the local VA hospital.
Correct.
And did you say Bedford?
Correct, yes, sir. So I volunteer as just a kind of like a helper at the Bedford VA. went and actually started getting into the VA system myself and found out that there are a lot of veterans out there that just aren't taken care of the way that they should be, that they've earned the right to be. And it's one of those things that I just am very passionate about. You know, it breaks my heart to hear some of these 75, 80-year-olds that have never had the benefits that they are entitled to, that they've earned. And it's kind of a mission that I want to get on board with and make happen for these guys that, you know, have been sitting around with nothing.
Oh, there's a veteran who's passed. His name was Larry Steinfeld. He served in the Army. He was at Normandy. And he always described it as, well, I just wanted to come home. I just wanted to come home and see my wife and get a job and just continue on with my life. And he was the same way. He had medals waiting for him. He had all these benefits that he was entitled to, and he had no idea. And it was just, it's just crazy that they don't let you know when you're exiting that you're entitled to all of this stuff, especially after serving. So how some of the ways people can do that?
So it really is. It's one of those things, you know, it's all about being the quiet professional. You know, I know a lot of people hear that with special operations, but it's veterans in general, you know. Just because I put on a different uniform than someone in the Army or Navy or Coast Guard, it doesn't matter. You've still earned the right to the benefits that you deserve. it's one of those things that being a veteran, you find it yourself in a position where you're always the problem solver. You're looking to find solutions. You don't want to be a burden. You don't want to take, you know, you don't want to take someone else's time when you feel like they can be helping out someone else who has it worse than you. That it's that mindset that most veterans have. They never want to make themselves the victim, you know. So that's why they don't talk about their medals. They don't talk about, you know, the last big op that they may have been on. It's more of the quiet things that you're not going to see them talk about that are going to affect them, that they truly need the help for.
And you've done some work with Clear Path for Veterans New England.
Correct.
What kind of stuff have you done with them?
Most recently, my wife and I were lucky enough to be selected by Clear Path to be ambassadors with the New England Patriots Foundation, where we were selected to fly down with another group of veterans. I believe there were six other couples and families that took us on a trip to Washington, D.C., toured us around to the different monuments and memorials. And then, of course, they allowed us to stand on the sideline, take a few good pictures, and then we watched the game between them and the Washington Redskins. It was awesome, and it was a great event to take part in, because it allowed us to meet those other veteran families out there from different aspects. You know, one of the veterans was, you know, he served in the mid to late 90s, you know, served for 4 or 5 years. And then you meet another veteran who did 36 plus years in the Coast Guard, you know, and you meet, you know, some of the Patriots players that one of them, you know, he was at the Naval Academy, you know, and it just gives you that opportunity to meet different vets who, again, are dealing with very similar things that you're going through. Some may have already been through what you're going through, whether you're transitioning out of the military now or you're looking for something even past your first, second, third job. You know, it just gives you those connections, those lifelong connections and friends, basically forming another family.
That's Scott and Janine Germain were in here earlier from Clear Path for Veterans New England, and they were saying the same thing. They have, you know, the programs where you can go out, you can go hiking, you can go to comedy shows. They have a golf program you can get into just to get out with other veterans, and that really helps to share the experiences.
Right, and that's what you're looking for, is you're just looking for that camaraderie, you know, that friendship, because, like I said, it doesn't matter what uniform you've put on. You've put on a uniform when your nation needed you the most, and you basically fight for those who either can't or don't want to.
Well,
can I just ask a quick question, Mike?
Yeah.
So we were talking earlier, obviously, you know, when you're part of the SEAL teams, you're at the tip of the spear. And, you know, Clear Path does a lot of things with families. And, you know, all the movies you see, you know, the excitement, everything that happens, you know, being a Navy SEAL. But I was wondering if you could talk about what kind of pressure and difficulties that it put on your family back at home, because you were gone so much, or maybe the nature of your service was something that couldn't be talked about. But, you know, Clear Path does a lot of work with the families, so it's not just supporting the veteran, but also the family. So could you just talk about what it was like for your wife and your family to you know, be back home going through everything while you were deployed and obviously selflessly serving the rest of us?
Absolutely. You know, it's stressful, to say the least, you know, not knowing when or where you are or exactly what you are doing. You know, just phone calls, hey, everything's okay, it was a good night at work. You know, a lot of times that's all they want to hear, is just that voice, that reassurance that you're okay. And like you said, kind of being that extra step, being, you know, becoming a Navy SEAL, like you get the extra training. You're more fortunate to be working around people who are very intense, very competitive, and always are looking to do better. And they want to make sure, you know, when I leave, I'm looking at my platoon mates' families and telling their wives and kids, I'm going to bring them back. And likewise, they're saying the same to your family, you know, hey, he's going to come home, don't worry about it. You know, and it's kind of like that reassurance that you get from your teammates that makes it a little bit easier to deal with and a little bit easier pill to swallow.
Well, Nick, thank you very much for your service. Thank you for coming in today. Do you have a stepson?
I do.
What's his name?
Gavin.
Gavin, fifth grader?
He is.
He donated today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wanted to play a song for you. Nick, Piano Man, Billy Joel.
No
awesome.
Way.
Yep. He donated $50 to
That's
hear
awesome.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. He's actually working on that right now with his music teacher. So he's
nice.
He's actually crushing it. I've never seen a 10-year-old play the harmonica like that. So
he's got to do that harmonica part.
Oh yeah.
That's iconic.
He actually wanted to learn the harmonica. So he's very talented, and like I said, I've never seen a 10-year-old rock it the way he does, and it's very impressive.
Well, nice. Well, he donated to hear this one.
Awesome.
Vic Sanchez, thank you very much for your service. Thank you for coming by today. Happy Veterans Day.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.